Means that it's the eternal teshuva. We said that it's not batal, that term is never going to be batal. The sikvasam bechol dar vadar, and their sikva is their hope, will be in every generation. What does it mean? The sikvasam bechol dar vadar. What does it mean that their hope is going to be in every generation? So, Rav David brings down the Sefer Yemei HaPurim, a diuk that he brings from a friend. He doesn't say, he puts initials, I'm not sure who it is. That we say similar language by Purim and by Chanukah. Ravtas Rivenu, Dantas Dinenu, Nakamtas Nikmasenu. Right? But the difference is that on Chanukah we say Dantas Dinam, Nakantas Nikmasam. By Purim we say Dantas Dinenu, Nakamtas Nikmasenu. Why is it that by Chanukah we're talking about what happened back then to them? Dantas Dinam, Nakantas Nikmasam. And by Rav Tes Rivam, and over here by Purim, we say Dantes Dineinu Nakantes Nikmasenu. Rav Tes Rivenu. It's all talking about us. It was Klal Yisrael, but it wasn't, you know, us today. So he says the pshat is as follows: the difference between Purim and the other Moedim is that Purim is Nes Nister, the other Moedim are Nes Nigla, right? And the Nes Nister is something that happens. Not only was it a one-time occurrence, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly doing Nisim to us. How do I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing Nisim to us constantly? Al Nisecha Shebechol Yoyim Imanu. What does that mean? It doesn't mean open miracles. It means there's Nes Nister that's happening to us. Every one of us. So Purim was just in order for us to be able to gain perspective that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does the same for us. We have our own Achashverosh in our lives. And in our times. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is fighting that fight for us also. It's Dantas Dineinu, Nakantas Nikmasenu. It's all about what's happening to us. And that is Sikvasam Bechol Dar Vadar. In every generation we have this same situation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing Nisim, that are Nisim Nistarim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. And therefore, it's our teshua, that is our salvation, that is our hope. In every generation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will continue doing it. That's why we say, Sikvasam b'chol dar v'dar. Okay. Let's get back here to the sugya. We have Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak that says that what we were speaking about up until now, which it was about Neharis Eretz Yisrael, is not Negeya. It's not Negeya at all Neharis Eretz Yisrael. Ki pligi b'Neharis b'yamakoro. So just to explain, let's get a little bit of exactly what's happening over here. On Daf Zayinam at Beis, we brought a machloikas in the brises. One brises says that maybe get besvino is kimei v'chutzlar. The other one says kimei v'eretz Yisrael. We thought that they were arguing about machloikas in the Naharis of Eretz Yisrael. Now we're saying they're not arguing about the Naharis of Eretz Yisrael. But is there a machloikas about the Naharis of Eretz Yisrael? Yes! The machloikas about the Naharis of Eretz Yisrael is a machloikas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. But what is the machloikas Negeya 2? What is the relevance of that machloikas? Only Negeya 2? Trumas and Maestras. It's not Negeya to a get, but Negeya to a maybe get Bisvina. There is no machloikas in Horus Eretz Yisrael. A maybe get Bisvina, the whole machloikas is on Yamagoro. But does there still exist a machloikas in the Horus of Eretz Yisrael? Who's the machloikas between? Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda. Now comes Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak and says, yeah, but the machloikas that we have of get is not about Naharis Eretz Yisrael, because that's for sure Eretz Yisrael. You just have a shayv yechayv and trumas amaisvus, negeti yenika, all that stuff. But get has nothing to do with yenika. So the machloikas has to be in the Naharis in the Yama Gadol. And then what's the machloikas in the Yama Gadol? It's a machloikas. Is this Eretz Yisrael? Is it not Eretz Yisrael? Naharis Eretz Yisrael, everyone agrees that technically, what is this? Eretz Yisrael, so the machlekes of Chayim Chumas and Maestras. But the machlekes that we have in the Yama Gadol is a machlekes not only about get or whatever, it's about the actual borders. Is this called Eretz Yisrael or not? So what is that Negeya if it's called Eretz Yisrael or not? Get. What else is it Negeya? Trumas and Maestras. So we also have a machloikas in Trumas and Maestras over here. But it's a different reason why I have a machloikas. Because over here it's a shayla, are you in Eretz Yisrael or not? In the Naharis of Eretz Yisrael, it's for sure in Eretz Yisrael. The shayla is just if you're chayv in Trumas and Maestras. Now, who is the machloikis about on Daf Zayin Amid Beis? Who argues about Naharis of Eretz Yisrael? Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. Who argues about the Yamagoro? Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. It's an interesting coincidence, but my friends, I think it's just a coincidence. I think it's a mere coincidence. Because... over there, Rabbi Yehuda was saying it's not Chayv and Trumas and Maisus. And over here, Rabbi Yehuda is saying it is Chayv and Trumas and Maisus. So, and one place we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, the other place we paskin like the Chachamim. Ben again, a Horus to Eretz Yisrael, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. It needs to be Gosheshes. Ben Ageya, too, over here, we paskin like the Chachamim, that only up until the line is considered to be Eretz Yisrael. So it's... Not over here, because over here it's not a shayla of Trumas HaMaisus. He might need Gosheshes, Rabbi Yehuda, in over here in order to be chayv Trumas HaMaisus on the boat. What Shmuel is pointing out is as follows. According to Rabbi Yehuda, what is Eretz Yisrael? This whole thing is Eretz Yisrael. So is this whole thing going to be chayv in Trumas HaMaisus? According to Rabbi Yehuda, if you're on a boat, Rabbi Yehuda says, well, that's Naharis of Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda says, Naharis of Eretz Yisrael, not Chayv and Trumas HaMaisrus. So if you're Goysheshes in the Yam HaGadol, then you'll be Chayv and Trumas HaMaisrus according to Rabbi Yehuda. So even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're not going to end up with major Trumas HaMaisrus Shilas unless you're on an island. On an island, that's going to be the Shilah. An island over here, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Chayv and Trumas HaMaisrus. According to the Chachamim, Pater. But on a boat, it's not going to be a major shaila. Yeah. Fine. So Rabbi Isai, just to show you what it seems to me stylistic in the Gemara, that the Gemara is trying to work towards, that we paskin before like Rabbi Yehuda and here like the Chachamim. The Gemara before said the machlokes abrises is the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Says the Gemara, maybe not. Maybe the Olam Kule. What the Gemara says, Rabbi Omar Havaha Rabbi Yehudahi. Velokasha, kam izman she'ein esminu gosheshes, kam izman she'esminu gosheshes. Maybe really it's all Rabbi Yehuda, and it's a shayla if the svina is gosheshes or the svina is not gosheshes. Why does the Gemara choose to say Havaha Rabbi Yehudahi? Why does the Gemara choose to say Havaha Rabbanan? What? What did you say? Well, according to the Rabbanan, either way you're going to be chayiv. True, unless you'd mechalik between maybe what type of boat you're on. If you're on a boat of cheres or a boat of eitz, maybe you could have done that. But more than that, the reason the Gemara is looking for that boat to be Rabbi Yehuda is because we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. But when the Gemara goes to the Yam HaGadol, and the Gemara says the machlokes is between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, the Maharshif says, no, maybe really it's all the Chachamim, and the Shaila is, are you within the line or are you out of the line? Why does the Maharshif want it to be the Chachamim in the Yam HaGadol? Because we paskin like the Chachamim. So that's basically what we have over here. The Shaila is, to understand Pshat in the Gemara, we have two Shitas, appears to be two Shitas in the Gemara. One is Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, and the other one is Shitas the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda says this entire Yam is going to be Eretz Yisrael. So much so that Tosis is going to ask the question that Eretz Yisrael should extend all the way to France. Because the entire Yam and continuing all the way should be considered Eretz Yisrael. But according to the Chachamim, Eretz Yisrael, you drop a plumb line over here, drop a line from Har Hahor all the way down to Nachal Mitzrayim, and what's inside is Eretz Yisrael, what's out is not. That's what it seems like, the two different shittas. But when you read Rashi on the top of the Amud, Rashi doesn't seem to say that. Why? Because Rashi says, if you look at Dibur HaMatzchil, Ki Pligi B'yam HaGadol, says Rashi, that's the western border. And V'kilaman d'armer yam gufa me'eretz Yisrael. One man d'armer says that the svas hayam is the gvul, and the yam is not Eretz Yisrael. And the other man d'armer says yam gufa is Eretz Yisrael. So who says yam gufa is Eretz Yisrael? That's Rabbi Yehuda. This whole thing is Eretz Yisrael. So who says yam is not Eretz Yisrael? Rabbanon. But the Rabbanon hold the yam is not Eretz Yisrael? We said the Rabbanon hold, you make a line down from here, and all islands that are in are Eretz Yisrael, all islands that are out are Chutz La'aretz. So it seems like the yam is Eretz Yisrael. So we said two pshatim yesterday. Either anything that goes within this line is considered the land, is not considered the yam, and we said the yam is nichnas, but then there would be no need for a pasuk that would tell us that the yam l'chayra, that would be pasuk. We said another pshat that maybe in Echanami, all this water is not really Eretz Yisrael. Only the islands that come out of the water. But the water itself is still considered Chutz La'aretz. That was our suggestion. If I'm not mistaken, Rabbi Shariyeli Shlita anticipated this pshat that we were going to say, and he shlugged it up. And he said it can't be pshat. He doesn't say it explicitly, but he said it can't be pshat. Why? Because if you look at Rashi later on, Rashi all the way at the bottom of the Yamed, and Rashi says all the way at the bottom of the Yamed, Menachot v'libifnim. See that Rashi where it's like four lines up from the middle sized lines. Menachot v'libifnim. Rashi is now going in Rabbi Yehuda. Menachot v'libifnim. Letzad chaveru da'ainu l'ifnim. Kolaymar ben shnei achutim. So Rashi is saying, all this thing, this whole yam, is all Eretz Yisrael. All of the islands are Eretz Yisrael. Says Rashi, v'hu hadin lemayim, and also the water is Eretz Yisrael. I'm going to read it again. Start at the beginning of the Rashi. Menachut lebefnim, letzad chaveroi, the other chut, because we're going in Rabbi Yehuda, and there's two lines. Dehainu lefnim, kolaymer ben shnei hachutim. Having had nos in Eretz Yisrael, the islands of Eretz Yisrael, v'hu hadin lemayim. Hold on a second. Also, the water is Eretz Yisrael. So what is Rashi saying? Not only the islands are Eretz Yisrael, also the water is Eretz Yisrael. So says Rabbi Shariyeli, you can't tell me it's just the islands. Rashi says mefurish, it's also the water. So Rabbi said, not only is it not a raya, not like us, ichmein, it's a raya to us. Why? Because Rashi waits till all the way down here to tell us Hu Adin Lemayim. Why? Because this is in Rabbi Yehuda. Now he's going, hold on a second, now he's going in Rabbi Yehuda. In Rabbi Yehuda, Hu Adin Lemayim. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds, Adarav, the Yam is part of Eretz Yisrael. That's what Rashi said on top. The Yam Gufei is Me'eretz Yisrael. So it's the Yam and the Nasin. That's Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. But according to Rabbi Meir, Adarav, it's Taka, not the Yam. And it's only the Nasin. Rashi's Bavonik in Rabbi Yehuda, when it says Nasin, why does it say Nasin in Rabbi Yehuda? Hu Adin Liyam? It's Taka in Rabbi Yehuda. And the Fizera, but it's like, we understand Lishitasa. Rabbi Yehuda says, Nasin Lechichi Kra. The island doesn't need a Pasa. Because if Rabbi Yehuda understands, what you're coming to say is that the Yam is Eretz Yisrael. He says, what are you apostling for the island for? The island's no different than the Mayim. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shitasa. Didn't understand the Chacham. The Chacham say, no, we need the island because the Mayim is not in Eretz Yisrael. And you want to, like, all of a sudden make a blip of Eretz Yisrael in the middle of the water? Can you do that? That you need a pasuk for. Says the Rabbi Yehuda, Nasin Lotzarach Kra, because I understand we're making the Mayim into Eretz Yisrael. If you make the Mayim into Eretz Yisrael, then Avada the Nasin doesn't need a pasuk.
So to disprove the Shah, we said for the Rabbi that the land, the water is the land, we're going to bring a root proof from Rabbi Yehuda? Is that what you're saying?
Disprove the Pshat.
You said Rashi earlier is also what we said, most of what that Pshat we said.
No, no, no. We're not coming on the first pshat. We're going only on the second pshat.
But how could the land be Eretz Yisrael and not the water?
How could the island be Eretz Yisrael? Why not?
Because the land Eretz Yisrael and the water goes for Eretz Yisrael. The islands are Eretz Yisrael.
Only where there's Yabasha has a territory Eretz Yisrael.
I said before over on this page that if there doesn't have to be the Yabasha to be considered under the water and still be Eretz Yisrael.
That's if it's in Eretz Yisrael, but this is the gvul. The svas hayam is the gvul. So this is the gvul, so this is out. So anytime there's svas hayam over here, this is going to be the gvul. So over here, you're going to have... No, because those are just small little islands.
How do they extend out of the
Gvul? They don't extend out of the Gvul. The Gvul is moves.
So the water that is in between those islands and the land should be as well.
Let's say you had an inlet of water. Would that be a problem? Let's say there was the Gvul went like this, like that. You have water like going in. Would that be a problem? That could be the Sfasayam. So over here, you got something similar. You got like a blip of Eretz Yisrael in the middle. But all this is just a blip. This is not going to make all of that Eretz Yisrael.
But how does it get to that island? How does the pool get to that island? It has to go through the water.
Anything that's from here till here, that's Yabasha, is going to be Eretz Yisrael. Anything that's not is going to be Chutz Laretz. Because that's Chutz Laretz starts at the Yam. So the Yam from here to here, anything that's Yabasha is Eretz Yisrael. Anything that's Svasayom is Yam. What?
There's an island and there's water all around it, right?
The water all around it is Chutz Laretz. The island is Eretz Yisrael.
How is that possible? There's land underneath.
Because the Svasayam is the Gvul. So once you walk onto the sea, you're ready into Chutz Laretz. Let's hold off on that. So that might depend on exactly how this works, but the island became Kadosh. Yeah, maybe they're Kadosh the island themselves. It could be. The land under the water, that's what we're discussing. Is it Eretz Yisrael or not? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it is. We're suggesting, according to the Chachamim, it's not. And only the island itself is considered to be Eretz Yisrael.
What do you suggest to include this island?
What?
What do you see that it doesn't include the water? What's their
Rashi seems to say it doesn't include the water. Rashi's no, from the top. Rashi says Svasayam is the Gvul.
So how did you include the islands?
That's the Gzeres HaKosef.
Enochanami
is a special pasuk that's Marbe the islands. Rav Moshe Feinstein asked the question that we asked yesterday. What makes something an island? If you're telling me that everything this way is going to be Eretz Yisrael, so then everything's an island. Okay, it's only a question on Rabbi Yehuda. On the Chachamim, what's an island? Anything that's within this line is the only discussion is what's within here. But if you're discussing everything that goes outward from the Yam, so then everything's an island. North America's an island. Australia's an island. Everything's an island. What do you mean only islands? So Rav Moshe suggests as follows. Anything that the top and the bottom is within this, is from here to there, that's called an island. It could be very big. But anything that's bigger than that, like continents, which they go above that line and below that line, that's already called Eretz.
Good.
You're right. In Achanami. That won't be. Only Nussin. How does the Nussin Bechlal do it? That has the Bechlal called the Nussin. Good Kasha. It's a good Kasha. So where is the machloikes between the Brises? A person brings a get on a svina. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, which part is going to be called Eretz Yisrael? The entire thing. According to the Chachamim, which part is going to be Eretz Yisrael?
On the
svina, it shouldn't make a difference. It should be anywhere in the water. Because according to what we said, our chiddush, we said a big chiddush yesterday, that all mayim is considered chutz laretz. And Shuad is not happy yet, but we'll get there. All Mayim is considered Chutz Laretz. The only thing that's Yisrael is the islands. So if you're on a Svina, where are you? You're in the water, you're in Chutz Laretz. So where would the Chachamim hold? You have to say Fanech Lefanei Nachtam. Everywhere! But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says the Machloikas is outside of this line, in this area, this zone. In the line, everyone agrees. You don't say b'fanecha, b'fanecha.
That answers the Rebbe's question, because there's no place that the Talmud would hold that you would have to, that you wouldn't have to say. Because everywhere is the yam, you're going to have to say in the sfina. So you can't say both braces are rabbanon. Both sfinas are the rabbanon.
Both are the rabbanon.
Because you always have to say on the yam, no?
What did he want? What did Rav Shif want to do?
Say they're both the rabbanon. Why don't we say they're both the rabbanon? And in the one is Valina. In the border.
Yes,
right. Yeah. So therefore, what? No, but that would be, right? As you're saying, either way, you'd have to say, right? Right. That's but the problem is, Rashi says not like that. That's what we wanted to say yesterday.
Well, Shira Island. Island?
What?
The border Shira Island, maybe,
because
also
so that's the Shira. The boat would can be considered an island. We spoke about that yesterday. Well, that's a big chiddush to say that. Big Kiddush could be. That's what Tully wanted to say. Not yes, Tully wanted to say that. But I was thinking maybe you could say something else. You could say that anything that's inside of that area is for sure considered to be Muvlois. Muvlois, B'tchum Eretz Yisrael. It's the epitome of Muvla B'tchum Eretz Yisrael. It's got Eretz Yisrael in front, it's got Eretz Yisrael in the back. So maybe it's Chutz La'aretz, but it's Mamish Muvla B'tchum Eretz Yisrael. And then maybe for sure.
Your Rabbanon's line?
What? Yeah, the Rabbanon's line. Okay, Rabbi, so that needs work. Rabbi Yehuda's lines are this way.
Right.
You're here.
If you're there.
Yeah, but why does everyone agree over here? According to us, even over here it should be in Machlokes. That's the question. Why is it only over here? Okay, Rabbi, so let's take a look at the top tesis for a second. Kol sheshayfeh v'yoyed miturei amnoin. Zok deheilige tesis. Pirish bekuntris. Miturei Amnon v'levifnim hainu litzad dorim. I know that we get like all fanerv when we start thinking about north, south, east, and west, but eventually we got to get over it, so let's do it right now. Pirish bekuntris. Miturei Amnon v'levifnim hainu litzad dorim Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi is saying, Miturei Amnon means going south. Where's going dorim? Dorim is down, southward. V'lechutz is litzad tzofain, and lechutz means which way? North. Is chutz la'aretz. So Rashi learns like the picture we have up here. Here's Turei Amnon. There's the top, the peak. When we say lechutz, that means up, and we say lefnim means down. And when we're discussing har ha-har, we are discussing the border up and down. Now when the Gemara speaks about the chut that's going from har ha-har over here to Nachal Mitzrayim, what are we discussing now? I lost my. You know the mark? You have the markers there anywhere? I got them. Sorry, I have them. Here we go. Now we're making a line from here to here. Now what are we discussing? Now we're discussing Ma'ariv. So before we were discussing
north
and south, and now we're discussing the west. According to Rashi, that's what happens. Again, let's start at the top of the Tesis. Pirish bekuntris, miturei amnon lefnim, da'ayin letzad dorim, downwards. Eretz Yisrael, v'lechutz letzad tzofein, is chutz la'aretz. Tekasha l'ri. Tesis has a problem. Dim kein, amai nokat Rabbi Yehuda kafluria, havelo le'meimah, ro'ayin ki l'chut matuch, miturei amnon aroi kainas, k'moy tana kama, nami letzayin gvul tzofeinish, Eretz Yisrael kasi. Says Tesis, listen. When we're in Rabbi Yehuda is saying that the lines go this way. And he's going from Har Ha-Har. Where is Kafluria? Does anyone know?
Up top.
It's at the top of Har Ha-Har, right over here. So it's the same thing. So if you're talking about Har Ha-Har, you're both talking about Har Ha-Har. Why does one use the name, the description Har Ha-Har, and then let's say Kafluria? They should both say the same thing.
Who's that Kafluria? Why is that?
Oh, because Tosis is going to say that we're talking about two different things. Tosis is going to end up having that where they come from, that it's taka two different borders that we're doing. We're going to see. Tosis is going to have a different shot. But according to Rashi, that this is really coming to do the same thing. It should be from the same place. Azoi frekt Tosis on Rashi. Comes the Rashash, and the Rashash says, let's see what the question is. My nokat Rabbi Yehuda kafluya abelimema roin ki luchut matuach me ture amnoin. Should have said ture amnoin. Says the Rashash, I'll tell you what the reason is. Because if you would have said Ture Amnon, I would have thought it's from the foot of the mountain. I would have thought it's from the foot of the mountain, not from the pinnacle of the mountain. Where is this this town, which is called Kafluria? It's mamish resting on the top of the mountain. But if it would have just said Ture Amnon, I would have thought it's the foot. And really, Rabbi Yehuda holds it's from the top of the mountain. That's why Rabbi Yehuda wanted to stress to us that we're referring to the top of the mountain.
It's impressive.
This is his pshat in Rashi. And he says, hold on a second. What do you mean? Even according to Rashi, we're going to from the top of the mountain.
Yeah, Rashi earlier.
So he said, the top of the mountain is Benogeya to north and south. But what about Benogeya to east and west? There we go, from the foot of the mountain.
Why would we do that?
What?
How do you change world?
Because we're discussing two different things. Again, when we're discussing from Ture Amnon to Nachal Mitzrayim. From Ture Amnon to Nachal Mitzrayim. Where is that Chut Matuach? That's from the foot of the mountain.
Why? It's still borders.
But it's one that's going the border up, north and south. The other is the border east and west. So we're going to cut it from a different place.
Rashi says that when you go with your opponent, you go from the top of the mountain.
That's Benogeya to north and south. We're going up and down. But when we're going, when we want to take a string from over here to over here, where are we going from? We're going from the Svasayam. What's the Svasayam? That's the foot of the mountain. Now we're at Svasayam. So we're going foot of the mountain now. So we switched. We switched to Svasayam, says Rashi. So if that's the case, when Rabbi Yehuda comes and tells us, he has to tell us which har are we going on? Are we going on the Svasayam or are we going on the top of the mountain? Therefore, he says, it's Kafluri in order to clarify. That's the way that the Rashash understands Shat and Rashi. But that's Tosis' Kasha. So Tosis says differently, V'nir l'ri d'turi amnoin mishtapeh v'yor l'tzad mizrach u'l'tzad mairif v'chuda shal har hu agvol ma'arovi shal Eretz Yisrael v'nosin shal b'yan roin ki'ilu chut maturach m'turi amnoin kolomer mechuda shal har anachom etzrayim. The Kafluya Rabbi Yehuda Asilatzayin Nasin Shabbatzafan Eretz Yisrael comes. Tosis says no. What's going on? This is Tosis' pshat. Is really we're discussing going south and east and west. It's not a discussion of the northern border. It's going east and west over here. So in other words, what's the western border of Eretz Yisrael?
Yeah.
Harar. According to Rashi, what's the westernmost border of Eretz Yisrael? According to Rashi?
Yeah.
The Yam. We never discussed west according to Rashi. According to Rashi, west is the Yam. But according to Tosfos, we have now a westernmost border, which is a Pera. This is a question that the Achronim ask. The Yad David asks the question, so why does our Mishnah not write a western border? According to Rashi, why doesn't it write a western border? Yam HaGadol is Gvula. But according to Tosfos, Tosfos says Ture Har-Har is really your border. This way of the mountain is going to be Eretz Yisrael. This way of the mountain is going to be Chutz La'aretz. So why don't we make a western?
How's Lefnim?
Lefnim means this
east.
Way.
Means east.
East. According to Rashi, Lefnim means down. Means south. According to Tosfos, Lefnim means east.
Because we're discussing Refanenechtam, and you still have to say Refanenechtam in that Pshat and Yehuda.
Not
in that Gvul.
What happens if you're over here?
So that's not, but the water past that is?
So you have to figure out exactly how to cut that water. But there's a Gvul over there.
So why did we switch according to the
Yeah, but even outside there, it's Eretz Yisrael.
The Re doesn't understand why you have to change names from Kafluria to Harahar. So therefore he says what's really happening over here is that we're talking the mountain, not that it goes that the slope goes up and down. I mean the mountains are sloped from all directions, but we're discussing the slope towards the east. And therefore you have a western border. Says the Yad David. Yeah, but most of the border of Eretz Yisrael is going to be the Yam. You have up here a teeny little area which I could have thought is Eretz Yisrael or not Eretz Yisrael, and this thing, that the Mishnah is not going to be Mitzayin just for this small area. But
what does that mean? If you wouldn't have to say B'fan Anechta, B'fan Anechta from there, then it should.
It's giving you the border. It says Akko, Ashkelon, Rechem. The other side, it's mostly Yam. It's mostly Yam.
So what's the border?
So, that's what he says.
Yam is Eretz Yisrael anyway, regarding B'fan Anechta, B'fan Anechta.
Well, that might depend. It's going to depend on the machlekas. Or it doesn't make a difference really that much on that side because there aren't that many people coming from there anyway. That's why it's called Medina Sayyam. It'll make a difference how high it is. What do you mean? Where it is.
On the mountain, you have to say? That would be a difference?
No, we're talking about like this way, the Nasan Shabiyam, is it the foot of the mountain or all the way at the top of the mountain?
The mountain's height, really, so it's...
Yeah, I don't know if it means the foot of the mountain from the bottom over here.
Why would it mean?
Southward foot of the mountain. Because that's what it means when you're making the gvul, it means southward the foot of the mountain. Because it's the Svas Hayam.
Yehuda himself is the one who said the borders.
Right.
So according to him, it doesn't matter. It's automatically carried to Israel.
So it could be Rabbi Yehuda argues on this Chachamim. That's one of the other answers. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda Taka argues and doesn't hold that it's Tully in the this thing. Maybe. But right now in the Chachamim, we have another border. It sounds like we have a western border according to the Chachamim, it seems like. So, says Taisvis, the Nosin Shabiyam, Royin Ki Ilu Chut Matuach Mitui Amnoin, Kiloimar, Mechudo shel har anachal Mitzrayim. The kafluri of Rabbi Yehuda as letzayin nosen shebet zafoin Eretz Yisrael. Says Tosis v'nira kosev dochko the Rashi the Farish came. Yeah, it looks like Rashi Kilu was forced by the pasuk to say his pshat. Dechsev zeh yelachem gvul zafoin min hayam agodol tisol lachem har hahor. Sounds like the pasuk is coming to tell you the northernmost border, which is Harahar. Umiu Yachalia Shahar Takua Bekaren Tzvainis Ma'arovis of Meshupiyor Tzad Mizrach. Maybe the mountain is in the northwestern border point, and it's sloping towards east. So this over here is the northernmost. Northern-east border, everyone agrees it's the northern border of Eretz Yisrael. If you look on the Mar Makomis that we gave out today, so it shows you where Turei Amnon is. If you look, there's a picture that Reb Chaim Kanievsky drew. And if you look along the water, there's like a little bump. You see that little like it looks like turns like back down and goes up. It's a little like a bump in the coast.
Yeah. So yeah.
That right there is Akko. That's where Akko is. Akko and Haifa. It's where the Haifa. Akko is like right above it. But Turei Amnon is way higher than Akko. You're talking about almost half of the size of Eretz Yisrael. So that's not a little strip going on over there. Like, you know, that's not... Chziv is a few miles away from Akko. Not all the way up there by Turei Amnon. So that's the question which we asked yesterday. So how did, what's Eretz Yisrael? Is Eretz Yisrael all the way up there by Turei Amnon, or is it down by Akko? So we said, perhaps it depends if it's Ole Bavel or Ole Mitzrayim. Ole Mitzrayim maybe was all the way up to Turei Amnon. Ole Bavel is down to Akko. But the Shaila is, how does the Yam still end up all the way up there? The Yam should now be down by Akko. Seems like the Yam doesn't lose its status. And that's going to depend on how we understand, basically, what's happening over here. Let's see the next Tosfos, which Reb Nachum says that there's a Yesodistik of Machlokes here between Rashi and Tosfos. Says Tosfos, "Viuda Amar Koshak in Eretz Yisrael, Shol Rabbeinu Peter le Rabbeinu Tam." There was one of the Balei Tosfos. His name was Rabbeinu Peter. This is one of the riyas that the Achronim bring that a person can have
a
Goyish name, because Peter is just a Hebraic way of saying Peter. His name was Peter. So Rabbeinu Peter. Rabbeinu Peter. Rabbeinu Tam. Dibizman hazeh hoyolis chayil Rabbi Yehuda b'maiser sha'anu b'mar rov ha'sharet Yisrael. Where we are, where are the Baalei Tosis located?
France.
They were in France. Where we are, we should be chayiv in Trumas HaMaisis. Why is that? Because everything in this direction is all Eretz Yisrael. So we're in Eretz Yisrael. That's his question. Yeah. Says Tosfos, the Heishiv, the Lekaimon on Rabbi Yehuda. And he paskin, you're right, but we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So I'm not sure, Rabbi Yisai, when we're recording a discussion between Rabbeinu Peter and Rabbeinu Tam, if that is the only answer to the question. That's the answer Rabbeinu Tam told him. There could be a more rudimentary answer, a more basic answer. What's the more basic answer? We're going to get to Oli Bavel. Hold on. Maybe I have an even more basic answer.
It's not Keneged.
That's the Tezer Rush's answer. Like, this question was totally off. I don't know if Rabbeinu Tam wanted to tell Rabbeinu Peter that. So he answered his kasha lamdish. Lamdish. We don't pass it that way. So the kasha, you see, but Rabbeinu, the Tezer Rush says, listen, if you check, it's anyway not Shver because it's not really Keneged. But I'm not sure if we could vise if it would have been a Tosis is saying this as a kasha and a teretz in the Tosis Melo. But if you're telling over a story of what happened when Rabbeinu Peter and with Rabbeinu Tam, I don't know if you have any rise from there. And I was one time speaking to Rabbi Meir Stern, and I quoted something he said to me when I was talking to him by his car. So he said to me, you can't ask me kashas on what I said by the car. By the car, I'm just coming to push you off. Then in the car, you can't ask kashas. Can't always ask kashas from conversations between people. About it was true what he said, but it doesn't mean l'shitasei that that's the only thing. That is a true answer to your question. Is that the answer to the question? Lav dafka. Could be other answers. So over here also, you can't have kashas that Rabbi Peter asked Rabbi Tam. We don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Is that true? It's for sure true. There are other answers. Avol kasha v'chi Rabbi Yehuda haya makir b'chol Eretz Yisrael sh'ar ha'kainas sh'kulam haya b'kiyum l'shma o'sh'edim etzuyim l'kaima sh'ein tzorech lo'em v'fanach l'fanay nechtam. But that answer, says Tosfos, this is problematic because how did Rabbi Yehuda know? Okay, we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda, so we don't have a problem. What's the Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda knew that everyone over there was in France, they were b'kiyum l'kaima. Azay frekt Tosfos. Lakach yeshloimer. So lakavshu hakol oile bavel. So this is first teretz is that the whole thing wasn't captured by oile bavel.
According to the Knovich Rav, you do go oile bavel for the water.
The what? The who? The Knovlevich. It's his last name. Yeah.
So
Right. Somebody asked. We asked the question yesterday. It's a good kasha. Yeah. Kitzer says Tosfos, maybe lo kavshim hakol oile bavel. Das heißt, oile Mitzrayim, let's talk a kovish it. Just oile bavel wasn't kovish this part. So do we have to worry v'zman hazeh about Trumas and Maisus if it wasn't kivshim oile bavel? No. But the shaila is if it wasn't kivshim oile bavel, so then what does b'fanach l'fanenechtam have to do over here? So why do you have to say? Why don't you have to say v'fanach l'fanenechtam if it's lo kivshim oile bavel? Achor pshat in Tosfos is as follows: when Tosfos says lo kivshim oile bavel, what was oile bavel not kovish? Only France. The Yam is still going to have a din Eretz Yisrael. It's just in order for France to get a din Eretz Yisrael, we have to recapture France.
Only the waters?
What?
Only the waters, not
anything. Only the waters. So the waters are going to remain Eretz Yisrael, even though you didn't... Well, we have to discuss how did the waters ever become Kaddish in the first place. Right? You don't capture waters. So Elamai, the water is either because they sang Shira over there by the Yam, or something like that. But it doesn't even, there's no kibush on the Yam. The water automatically and remains Kaddish. But the land on the other side, there, it didn't get kibush Oile Babel. Frechter Moshe Feinstein and Oile Mitzrayim were Kaddish France? Oile Mitzrayim went to France? Mechtesi. Please makes it sound like, oh, it's only Oile Babel that's got a problem. What about Oile Mitzrayim? They went to France? It's not his kasha, it's Rav David Feinstein's kasha. B'ni Rav Agoin, Rav David Shlita. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, numerous answers. One answer is, he says, no, they didn't go. But kibush is the pshat. If you capture the king, you capture the land. So therefore, Enoch and Ami, they never went to France. But once they captured Eretz Yisrael, and the king of Eretz Yisrael was also the king of France, so automatically, they became the rulers on France, and France became Eretz Yisrael. You capture the king, you capture the country.
Why is it if the clash of cultures aren't true to that? It's, how does Rebuda know whether they're Bikian or there's even Sun and Kamel?
What do you mean?
I mean, even the answer to the question that we asked, how does Rebuda know that they're Bikian or there's even Sun and Kamel? We answer that's Oli Bubba, but even Viola Mitzrayim, how did Rebuda know that? That the people in France were Bikian?
They didn't know then. He didn't have to know then. He was talking about Bizman Azeh. He wasn't saying whether they became or not. He was just saying they're chayvin shumas amaisus. Back then they were chayvin shumas amaisus. Now that he says bizman hazeh, I maybe get bizman hazeh is in the time of the Mishnah. I maybe get, which is after Oilei Bavel. I maybe get b'svina is kemevi Beretz Yisrael. You're saying that those people were b'kiyim and lishma and shchichin. How did you know that? So he's talking about bizman hazeh. The answer is that's not a problem. Why not? Because he wasn't kovish that. Zayin hachanami over there. The Taka gonna have to say if they're coming from France, but on the Yam. Yeah. Or says the Dibris Maisha, says Rav Maisha, being that Rav Eretz Yisrael is Nikva Api, Rav Ha'aretz is Nikva Api Eretz Yisrael. In other words, if you capture Eretz Yisrael, so you captured the majority. You've already captured the majority. But Rav Maisha doesn't like that, because if you're just talking about the little islands, so you have a few little islands off the coast. You capture it. You sort of capture the islands. But we're talking about France, Rabbi Yisrael. You're talking about an entire huge country, which is much bigger than Eretz Yisrael. So how could you say you capture Eretz Yisrael? If it's the pshat, you conquer the king, you conquer the country, okay. So the king is the same king. But if the pshat is that because it's bottled to Eretz Yisrael, it's much bigger than Eretz Yisrael. Akopanim. What is the next answer that Tosfos says? Says Tosfos, Inami, ki depir shakuntras, dechol shakineged Eretz Yisrael, haynu kol hayam shakineged Eretz Yisrael, delo ayri bi abosha, sha'ara kainis, lo ayri ba sha'ara kainis, elo bin nosin shabiyam agodol davka, ki dechsiv hayam agodol, mevoya shemesh, shoye gvulchem, meksiv, V'shosias gvulcha mayim miyamsuf v'ad yam plushtim u'mimin ba ad nahar pirish yamsuf l'tzad dorm yam plushtim l'tzad mayrif midmar l'mizrach nahar pros l'tzad sofan. So it says Tosfos, Rashi's pshat is that we were never talking about the land. France is for sure never in. Not Oilei Bavel, not Oilei Mitzrayim, France is out. All Rabbi Yehuda was saying is that the Yam is part of Eretz Yisrael and the islands of the Yam. But a land on the other side of the Yam is for sure not in.
Why should the islands be in
that? So we said, what's the difference between islands and the other land? Everything's an island. So Rav Moshe says that an island is just like part of the Yam. But if it's an entire continent, that's not called part of the Yam. How do you define what's an island and what's a continent? Anything that's entirety is within this area is called the Yam. It's called an island.
Greece would be,
no,
Cyprus.
Cyprus would be a Yam? Would be an island. Cyprus would be an island. Okay. Says Tosfos Weiter, V'odi Yishleimer, Shehayu Yodea, Shehayu Kulam Bekim Lishma, says the third pshat, maybe Enoch and Ami, he takanu, he asked the question, did he know if they were Mekiyim? He knew, because he knew where Klal Yisrael went to, and there was only so far that Klal Yisrael got to, and therefore, we don't have a problem with this particular shayla. Rav Nachum explains the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, and with this will end. He says the machlokes is as follows. According to Rashi, what gets a din of Eretz Yisrael? Only the Yam. the Nosin Shabiyam, the islands. According to Tosis, what got a din of Eretz Yisrael? Even France. There's only Kubshim Oli Mitzrayim, Oli Bubble never got to it. But in theory, France. The Machlokes is as follows. Did they have to do a Maisa Kibush on anything outside of Eretz Yisrael? Rashi holds, your Kibush Mitzrayim, the Yam just kind of like goes in with it. It gets it's batel, as we mentioned for our Maisha. It's tofel to the Eretz Yisrael. The Yam is tofel. How much of the Yam? The entire Yam is tofel to Eretz Yisrael. But France is a different land. It's a different country. If you want to do that, you got to do a new kibush. And that's not the chiddush of Yam, is that what's tofel is also included. Tosfos said that's not the pshat why the Yam is included. You have to do a kibush on the Yam, a kibush on the islands, a kibush on France, and you have to do a kibush on all of them. And that's the machlokes l'chora between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi holds that we never did a kibush on anything other than Eretz Yisrael. And this water just got included memela. So how much gets included memela? Only the water, not the next country. Mashenkin, according to Tosfos, we did some sort of kibush. How do you kibush on the Yam? You sang Shira on the Yam, whatever it was. However, they did some sort of kibush on the Yam. Kibush on the Yam, kibush on France, kibush on everything. Rabbi said the nafkamina is as follows. The Chassam Sofer says that Bizman Hazeh we paskin like the Chachamim, which means that Eretz Yisrael is only from here. But Lassin Lava, we're going to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So Lassin Lava, all of this is going to be Eretz Yisrael. The Shaila is, according to Tosfos, Sakum Techais, Lassin Lava, France is going to be part of Eretz Yisrael. It's Mefurish Tosfos, that Lassin Lava, France is going to be a part of Eretz Yisrael. It was Kubshamayim Mitzrayim. So I would think even not like the Chassam Sofer. It was Kibshim Olam Mitzrayim. According to Tosfos, France is technically part of Eretz Yisrael. It just doesn't have Kedusha because it wasn't Kibshim Olam Bavel. But Lassin Lava, we're going to pass like the Chassam Sofer. All of this is going to be have Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. That we will, Beis Hashem, hopefully see soon. We're going to start tomorrow the next sugya of Kibush Yachad. Beis Hashem.